I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, April 15th. A Quincy man was found guilty of first-degree murder yesterday for the fatal shooting of a Dorchester man in 2019. 35-year-old LaLance Smith of Quincy was also found guilty of armed robbery and other firearms charges. 40-year-old Kania Lee, a co-defendant in that case, pleaded guilty to one count of armed robbery and was sentenced to 4 to 6 years in state prison. Now, Smith was found guilty for the shooting death of 59-year-old Arnold Woodrum in an apartment on Devon Street in Dorchester in June of 2019. Prosecutors say Smith grabbed a bag full of money from Woodrum and then shot him in the chest. Woodrum died at the scene. Smith will be sentenced Thursday in Suffolk Superior Court. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the MBTA is moving in the right direction. Koch gave an update to the City Council about the MBTA last night, focusing on how the T serves Quincy. Koch said the Red Line is now moving at 50 miles per hour after major track improvements. Koch also said all Red Line trains will be new by early 2027. And he said the T has purchased a dedicated ferry for Quincy to provide service to Boston out of Marina Bay. The new $300 million MBTA bus garage being built on Bergen Parkway is slated for completion in early 2027. Koch said the current 100-year-old bus garage on Hancock Street will be demolished and the land will be turned over to the city when the new garage is completed. He hopes to create a recreational facility at that site. Koch also said the rebuilding of the Quincy Center station is still in the design phase. He said the new station will be a drastic change from the existing station. Koch is chairman of the MBTA Advisory Board and represents the board to the MBTA's Board of Directors. Surveillance video captured one of several incidents over the past few months when a man could be seen behind buildings of a condo complex in Weymouth. Residents at Woodstone Crossing say he had been peeping into windows and it was becoming more frequent. A couple of residents eventually put up their own security cameras, hoping to catch him in the act as the incidents became more frequent. When police arrived, they say they saw him crouched, peeping through the window. He has now been identified as 48-year-old Xavier Hita, who lives a couple of miles away. Police say Hita was making strange remarks when questioned and needed an Albanian translator. The defendant now faces charges of lewd and lascivious behavior and disorderly conduct. He was arraigned yesterday in Quincy District Court and released on bail. A car crashed right into a vacant store in Abington yesterday afternoon. Video shows a black Cadillac sedan that jumped the sidewalk and crashed into the store's front windows. The United States Postal Service, which has a station located next to the vacant storefront, said that a 94-year-old woman lost control of her car and ended up driving through plate glass windows of the shopping plaza. Shattered glass was seen near the car's driver's side door. Abington Police and Fire Departments were at the scene, cordoning off the plaza's parking lot and assisting those impacted. The windows damaged in the crash were boarded up. A structural engineer will assess the building in the coming days. The Abington Post Office station was closed for part of the day while an investigation was carried out. Progress essentially stalled in the work to impanel a jury for Karen Reed's murder retrial yesterday when one juror was lost and only one more was selected. The court seeks 18 jurors, of whom 12 will end up deliberating. 6 will serve as alternates. So far, 8 men and 8 women have been seated on the panel. There were 56 people in yesterday's pool of potential jurors. 49 had heard about the case, 24 formed an opinion, 4 admit to having bias, 28 people said serving on the jury would cause them hardship. Also yesterday, prosecutors filed a notice. They plan to use some of Karen Reed's media interviews as evidence during the retrial. Well, after months of undergoing rehabilitative care, 31 critically endangered sea turtles are now back in the Atlantic Ocean. Biologists from the New England Aquarium drove the 25 Kemp's Ridley sea turtles from the Aquarium Sea Turtle Hospital in Quincy and another Kemp's Ridley's from New York Marine Rescue Center down to Fort Fisher, North Carolina, where they were released yesterday as a small crowd of bystanders looked on from the beach. Turtles spent 4 to 5 months undergoing treatment for conditions including pneumonia and dehydration after becoming cold stunned back in November and December along Cape Cod beaches. This past cold stunning season, which began last November and went into January, more than 500 live turtles came through the aquarium's doors. Rapidly changing ocean temperature and wind patterns caused many turtles to become hypothermic and strand on the shores of Cape Cod Bay. Staff and volunteers from Mass Audubon's Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary walk the beaches and rescue the animals, transporting them to the Aquarium Sea Turtle Hospital at the Quincy Shipyard to be triaged and rehabilitated. Rescued turtles may require weeks or months of care, depending on the severity of their injuries and illnesses. The remaining 42 turtles at the Quincy facility will be released off Cape Cod over the summer, once the waters of Nantucket Sound have warmed up. Check of business news. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 312. The NASDAQ rose 107. The S&P is up 42. Asian benchmarks mostly rose, echoing the rally on Wall Street after President Trump relaxed some of his tariffs, for now at least, and as stress from within the U.S. bond market seemed to be easing. The dollar rose, the euro is down, oil at just over $61 a barrel. In sports, the Tampa Bay Rays trounced the Boston Red Sox 16-1. Series continues in Florida tonight at 7:05. The Bruins are hosting the Devils tonight at 7. The National Weather Service forecast today, scattered showers, mild with a high of 67 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 54. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and windy, the high of 52. Sunny on Thursday, the high of 58. Mainly cloudy on Friday with a high of 64. Marine forecast calls for 1 foot waves. Wind south at 5 to 10 knots becomes southwesterly, 10 to 15, gusting to 20, high tide 1:57 p.m. Sunrise 6:02, sets at 7:25. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open at 9:30 this morning and 6 o'clock Wednesday morning. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, April 15th.